You've opened the door to the janitor's domain. A broom closet full of wonders. Beyond the plungers, brooms, and unknown items of disgust are memories of the past. Memories you are about to hear are not for the faint of heart. The memories are meant for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Prepare yourself for Tales from the Janitor.
I wish I could stay and learn all that you've seen. Oh, the stories that you could tell me. The dust that I sweep could be memories of yesterday. Sorry for the dust. Oh, it's you again. Welcome to the Kennesaw House, one of the oldest buildings in Marietta. The building was originally meant to be a cotton warehouse, but was turned into a hotel. The hotel didn't last long, though, as it was turned into a hospital and morgue for the Confederate Army. When the Union Army came in, they chose not to burn the building down, but unfortunately embers from the other nearby buildings caught the roof on fire, burning the fourth floor. They weren't able to save the floor, and when the building was renovated, they decided not to rebuild it. The building has been many things in its life, from retail shops to hosting a baseball federation. It is currently part office space and part museum. Did you know that during the Civil War, there was a spy who... I'm sorry. Again, I know you're not here for the history of this building. What I am sure of, however, is that you want to hear about the incident that happened in 1946 in Atlanta. I must warn you, however, things are going to get rather hot over there. Oh, don't roll your eyes like that. I'm allowed to make puns at my age.
This one looks big, Captain.
This looks really big.
How many fire departments are here?
This is all hands on deck. Everybody who's anybody is here.
There's got to be close to 300 firefighters here then.
Stop the truck and get everything hooked up. I'm going to see who's in charge around here.
You are, Captain. We're House One.
That's right. We are House One. Well then, that means we need to set the example.
Let's do what we do best.
Who's in charge around here?
Captain Thomas arrived on the scene first.
Okay, do you know where he is?
He's on the Delta side.
Okay, I'll be assuming command of this fire. Get your team on the Bravo side of the building and assist with evacuations. Jesus Christ! They're starting to jump! Get your team up there, Captain, now!
Yes, sir. All right, team. Where's Morris? Forget about him. Get into the building. We have to stop people from jumping. And find me Morris!
Are you Captain Thomas?
Yes, I'm Captain Thomas.
I'm taking over command. What do we know here?
We have fires on 3 floors right now. My team is on the 7th floor trying to keep it contained. We have 22 companies on site, and I'm counting at least 4 aerial trucks.
Do you have anyone in the neighboring buildings?
Unit 78 and 83 are in the buildings next door trying to get to the roof.
Good. Okay. Tell your team to... Fireman down! I need to know what the hell is going on. Get the team! We're going in!
They're ready, Captain.
Let's do this! We've got to stop these people from jumping! They're hurting us! Crew on me!
Right behind you, Captain.
This looks big, sir.
The pressure's on, Captain.
Tell these people to keep moving down and get out of the building! Assist those who are in need!
Just over here, Captain. We have to make sure all these people first.
Keep pushing through, man!
We're doing our best!
Do better!
4-2!
Sir, man, keep heading down!
Clear the way! Firefighters coming up the stairs!
Man, don't worry about your bags. Just get out of here and clear the building! Keep pushing!
Coming up to floor 3. Open up! Fire on the floor!
Here comes the water!
Here we go, man! Let's hit it with everything we've got!
Atlanta Fire Department, call out if you need help!
Starting on the west ceiling.
have to get to the half floor.
Lopez, Martin, George, try to get to the upper floors. Get as many safe as you can.
Captain!
Get this beam off him fast.
I see him.
I got you, Captain.
I'm good. Let's see if you can put this fire out.
On it, Captain.
I got someone here.
I'll help.
Here we come!
Get them downstairs!
Come on, Captain. We have to go.
You go! I'll stay and take on this fire.
Chavez, take her.
What are you gonna do?
I'm staying with the Captain.
The fire at the Weinkauf Hotel was an extremely deadly fire. 119 people died and another 65 were injured that morning. 32 of those deaths were from people jumping. It's the deadliest hotel fire in American history because of the people jumping from the hotel, as the fire was on the third floor and everyone above it was trapped. The firefighters were hampered and in some cases injured by the falling bodies. The Atlanta Fire Department had 385 firefighters, 22 engine companies, and 11 ladder trucks, four of which were aerial trucks at the scene. Even though the first fire truck showed up 30 seconds after the call came in, most people above the fifth floor died that night. Today, the hotel has a different name, but people staying here say they still smell the smoke or see the ghosts of people trying to escape. America was spared much of the hell caused by a different fire that at that time, Europe had only just escaped. Oh, the ash had only just stopped raining down over Poland. But through this tragedy, America saw the smallest glimpse of that horror and devastation. Speaking of tragedy and devastation, our next story takes us to Lawrenceville, where a different type of tragedy is taking place.
What are you going to do now, boy?
I ain't doing nothing, mister. I'm innocent. I swear to God.
You leave God out of this. Everybody knows darn well you killed your master.
I swear I never killed no man.
I bet you thought the police would never catch me.
I did no running, sir. I went and got the sheriff.
You should have left town and the people you knew, boy. 'Cause you're going to hell. If you would have ran, at least the stars and moon would have kept you safe. You're not safe here.
I have God's religion and I'll be just fine.
God ain't gonna help you here.
God is always helping me.
Not here, he ain't. Here, we live in the shadows.
I'm sure that even here he will give me what I require.
I hope he does. This place needs it.
I only have a short time left on this earth.
You have a long way to go.
Rain is pouring hard. Makes a steery sound.
Well, take it in while you can. It might be the last rain you heard.
Well, that's okay. Never did like the rain too much anyway.
Rain is the symbol of life. Without water, nothing lives.
With all due respect, I ain't done much living.
You ain't going to live in here, neither.
I will live one day.
You planning on escaping, boy?
No, sir. I plan on being with the Lord above.
Well, you're going to get your opportunity real soon.
Then I reckon I'll be ready.
Well, you made my job really hard, boy. I have to keep you away from all the white folks. It ain't gonna matter much, though. In 3 days, you'll be swaying from the trees. Now get you gone into your hole!
Is this my place to call my home?
For now. But I need you to do one thing first. Since you talked about running away.
I ain't no talk about no running away.
Either way, I have to do this. There. I want to make sure that you are looked after, all nice and such.
It's a little tight, sir. If you don't mind making it Not so tight?
Well, tight means we care about you.
Well, then, thank you kindly, sir.
I'll be back in 3 days to set you free. Free to swing from the tree.
Thank you, officer. I'll be waiting for you.
And keep your head down and don't go getting into any trouble.
Think I'd be no problem with that. Sir, if it would be no problem, do you think I could get a drink of water?
Not for you. Not for people like you. You're lucky I was nice and didn't beat you.
Mighty grateful of you. Oh, Betsy, will you meet me? Betsy, will you meet me? Betsy, will you meet me in heaven above? Oh, Betsy, will you meet me? Betsy, will you meet me? Betsy, will you meet me in heaven above?
On the fourth day, Alec was taken from his cell into the gallows where he was hung. His spirit, though, never left. Maybe still thinking of how it was chained up in the cell. People could still hear him singing throughout the jail, singing to his beloved. Betsy, can you meet me in the heavens above? Alec may be still searching for his Betsy. Times have changed throughout the years, and maybe in today's world, Alec would have been found innocent, as he was the one to get the sheriff. If he was guilty, he had the opportunity to run, but he chose not to. I'm not saying he was guilty or innocent, as he never had a fair trial. We might never know. But on a lighter note, I want to take you to Buford. I promise this won't be so bleak.
I'll be right back, honey. Stay around the car, watch for others. I'm just going to go look at some samples.
Okay, Mom.
Hey, help me lift this into the truck.
Hold on. Come on, man, hurry up. We have to lay this carpet before sundown.
I need this job. I gotta feed my kids.
Well, if you stop pissing your paycheck away, you would have money for me.
Ah, quit your yapping. We loaded or what?
Almost.
Let's get going. Daylight's a waste.
I wonder if they will put in our carpet. I wish I could get new carpet for my bedroom. Mom! The train! She's still in the store. She won't mind if I get a closer look. I gotta see this train! Was nice. I didn't think I would see a train.
All right, you ready to go?
Yes. Did you pick your carpet?
Yes, they're gonna install it in 2 weeks. Did you find something to do while I was inside?
Oh, yes, Mom. I watched the men load up a truck and then a train came.
You mean a big rig?
No, Mom, it was a train. I heard the whistle and watched the train go by.
Are you feeling all right?
Mom, I'm not joking you. The train was blue and rounded in the front, and it had passenger cars behind it. The windows were down, and it was filled with mostly women. They had on their nice hats, and they waved as they passed.
There is no train. Come on. Look, there's no track.
I saw the train, Mom. Oh, I swear.
Nuh-uh.
I saw the train. It just passed by right before you came out.
Look for yourself. Do you see any tracks?
No, I don't. But
So, you still think a train came by?
I know I saw it.
Come on.
I know I saw it. I saw the train. The people. The faces. I saw it.
You kids and your imagination.
I saw it.
Come on. I'll get you some ice cream on the way home. How does that sound?
Yay! Ice cream!
The ghost train, or phantom train as it's sometimes called, has been witnessed more than a dozen times, and the people describe the train in the same manner. Some say it is the train that was in that accident many years ago and killed everyone on board, while others say that it is the train picking up lost souls. I know that this story was short, but sometimes a short story is all you need. Yeah, there's still darkness under the surface. Everything does. There are a couple of young lovers in Roswell that I'd like you to meet.
I think this does it. I reckon the field is finally done.
It was a mighty big field. Should bring in some good money for you.
Life is not always about the mighty dollar. If you can care for your family, then you're doing just fine.
It's hard work.
Hard work makes you a man.
Then I'll be a man.
It takes more than just working hard, but it'll be a start.
Let me grab that basket from you. I'll put it on the wagon.
Thanks for helping out today, James.
It needed to be done, sir.
I know that you have a small field to harvest, and I want you to take some of the flour for your work.
I couldn't do that, sir. I come here today to talk to you.
I know you did. I know that you fancy my daughter.
She is heaven on earth, sir.
Well, I'm sure that you want to ask me for her hand.
Yes, sir. I do. I know that I don't come from much, but, sir, I will work hard to provide for your daughter.
James, don't sell yourself short. You can offer much to my girl. I know you're a hard worker.
I'm noticing that you're not saying that you're agreeing.
James, we be going to war soon with those Yankees up north. I just protected my daughter from becoming a widow at an early age.
Sir, I am well aware of the upcoming war, and I ain't planning on dying.
The Lord will take you, whether you're ready or not.
I understand that, but I still ain't planning on dying.
I can't give you my daughter today. Not with a war coming.
I don't know if I can do waiting until the war is over.
You know what the Lord says about waiting?
That the Lord is good to those who wait for him.
The same can be said for my daughter.
It'll be a struggle, sir.
Yes, but the rewards are worth the wait.
Just as the farmer has to wait for the crop, a boy was to wait for his girl.
Your girl is coming out here. Looks like she brings water to wet our parched lips.
And I am mighty thirsty.
I reckon I'll give you a moment alone.
Much obliged, sir.
Remember, James, be patient. There's no reason to rush it. Abigail?
I brought you some water.
I'll get mine from the well.
Pa, everything all right?
Oh, just dandy, Abigail. Just dandy now. What is your mom?
She's out back feeding the chickens.
I'm gonna go see if she needs a hand.
You're looking mighty fine today, Miss Abigail.
You're gonna make me blush.
Rose is a good color on you.
There's a lot of things that look good on me.
One day, I want to give you everything.
Did you speak to my pa yet?
I did.
What did he say?
He told me to, wait.
Oh, it's because of that ungodly war.
It's coming.
Oh, he doesn't want me to be a widow, I reckon.
That is what he said.
It should be my decision on whether or not I'm ready. And right now, I know that I'm ready to marry you.
I am ready for you as well. But we can't do this without your father's blessing. Do you remember when we first met?
I do. I remember it exactly. There were crows, these black crows flying at me. My horse got spooked, and he reared up. He were in the nearby field. Oh, and you came running over to aid me and my horse. You had just moved to the area. Oh, we were no older than 8 or 9, and we've been inseparable ever since. 9 winters. We've been waiting 9 winters to plan our special day. And now we must wait for this war to end. Will we always have to wait?
Just because we're not man and wife doesn't mean that we can't be together right now.
I love you, James Christopher.
And I love you, Abigail Partridge.
Will you love me forever?
Always and forever and more after that. If the good Lord allows me to love you longer. If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me?
I will miss your lips and everything attached to them. I will remember every freckle on your face. I will remember how I feel when I see you. And I will remember you. All of you.
How do you do that? How do you make me smile even larger?
Oh, when I see you smile, it makes my heart smile.
Then I will always smile when I see you.
You already do.
I suppose that I do.
Come on. We should get back to the house. But first, please drink. I brought this out here, and no one has even drank from it.
Then we shall drink together.
Oh, I can't wait for this war to be finished. Then we will be together.
We will be together forever.
The story goes that a 17-year-old soldier fell deeply in love with the farmer's daughter. The couple was forced to wait until the war was over to commemorate their love. The soldier survived the war, and when he returned to get his bride, he was put on trial for treason. The soldier was hanged for his crime, and the daughter, seeing this, goes up to her room and hangs herself as well. People tell stories of the young lovers and how they still see them dancing in the streets and whispering into people's ears about how much they love each other. Maybe they ruined each other by being together, for they had no other dreams. But maybe they didn't need any other. There's a lot of tragedy in this series of tales, isn't there? Such is in life. For the last leg in our journey for now, we're going to go for a ride in Macon. You'd better strap yourself in.
Have here. Hitchhiker? A pretty young thing, too. Just walking in the rain.
Hey, you need a lift?
I'm heading to Macon.
Hop in. I'm going that way. Car troubles?
What?
Did you have car troubles?
Oh, no. Nothing like that.
So? What's his name, then?
Excuse me?
Just figured. A pretty thing like you. Out here walking in the rain, no car trouble, and you're not taking the bus. Am I right?
Yes, you are correct.
Did you have a fight?
No, he probably doesn't even know I'm gone.
Another woman.
How did you know?
You're telling me your story better than a book ever could.
So fill in the blanks then.
Well, I'm guessing that you're working in Atlanta. You're romantic. You thought that he would leave his wife. You've been with him for years and have nothing to show for it. Your family doesn't know about him, and neither do your friends. You're ashamed of him, and yet you stay with him. Tonight, though, was supposed to be something special. And he didn't even show. How am I doing so far?
You are doing surprisingly well. Are you a cop?
I am no cop.
Are you an agent?
An agent? No, Bird. I'm no agent.
What are you, then?
I'm just a man, picking up some candy off the side of the road.
I prefer that my wrapper stay on, then.
Don't worry. I'm no harm. I'm just a guy driving down the road.
Where are you heading?
I'm heading down to Florida.
Family, friends, work?
None of the above. I'm looking for a fresh start.
Something happened?
Yes. A lot.
Do you want to talk about it?
Not much to talk about.
Oh, come on. You know my story. Do I not get the chance to know yours as well?
Like I said, my story is boring.
Let me be the judge of that.
I had a family once.
Once? What happened?
They were murdered.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did they ever find out who did it?
I don't know if they know yet.
What do you mean by that?
It just happened an hour ago.
Why are you here then? Shouldn't you be with the police making a report?
I didn't want to stick around. I never called the police.
Isn't that going to look suspicious?
I don't think so.
Why wouldn't it?
Because it's not suspicious if I'm the one that did it.
Did you just say what I think you said?
You heard me.
What are you planning?
I'm planning on killing you.
You don't have to do that. I won't tell anyone.
I can't take that risk.
I swear I won't tell anyone.
I know you won't.
Please, sir, I won't say a word. Please, sir, I beg you. Please, sir.
Get out! Get out of the car now!
Please, sir.
Get out of the car now, you bitch!
On your knees.
Please, sir, I didn't pick this life. Please.
No, but I picked you.
Please. I don't want to die.
Shut up!
I'll give you anything.
I'll take your silence.
The legend goes that a young woman was hitchhiking down the street and was picked up by a man in a black car. The man proceeded to murder her along the side of the road. It's unknown how many women have been murdered and whether or not it's been the same person. I would just be cautious if you plan on walking down the street and someone offers you a ride. They say you can't just ask strangers to drive you up and down the country anymore. This is the 21st century. Strangers are more dangerous than ever, and we've never been more dangerous either. There's an old Russian proverb that says, "There can be no good without evil." And out of all the suffering have emerged the strongest souls. The most massive characters are seared with scars. I hope you enjoyed our journey around the state named after King George II and the last of the original 13 colonies. I don't know about you, but I need a little break from the South for a little bit. Think I'll head over someplace a little more tropical. I'm heading to get a job at the Hickman Air Force Base. Maybe I'll see you there.